This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. And we've got 25 more minutes to go, roughly, here on the show. And we were talking to Christy in Minnesota before the break. Christy had answered a question, but you're going to ask us one now, right, Christy?
Yeah, it's probably easy. It's an Andy Griffith question.
All
so
right.
My question is, what two characters on Andy Griffith do you never see or hear?
Okay, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here. Hang on a second, Christy. So first was the phone, the operator.
Yeah, Sarah.
What was her name? Sarah, was it Sarah? Yeah, Sarah.
And then the worker at the truck stop restaurant. Juanita.
Oh, Juanita. Yeah, that's
Juanita.
True.
Yes.
Juanita. That's
you got it.
Bert is he's the man. I forgot about Juanita. So
yeah. Listen, and Griffith Show. If those of you that are out there that are not fans, get with it.
Yes. You won't regret it.
I agree.
You will not regret it. It is awesome.
All right, Christy, thank you so much. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being on with us.
All right, let's repeat our questions, guys.
All right, I've got two questions remaining. Of the Great Lakes, what is the only one that is entirely within U.S. territory? And then second question, in 1951, Bobby Thompson hit Major League Baseball's shot heard round the world to win the pennant for his team. Which team was it, and who was the opposing team?
Okay, here's my two. What is the only planet that spins clockwise? That means all the others go counterclockwise. What is the only planet that spins clockwise? And then, which U.S. president went by the nickname Dutch?
All right, my question, let's see. I'll add one since we've got 25 minutes here to go, 20 roughly. What do bees collect and use to create honey? That's number one. And then the second question is, why do hummingbirds hum? Why? We've all wondered this,
yes,
haven't we?
And you have the answer.
I have the answer.
Oh, why, wow.
Why do hummingbirds hum?
Is it a trick question or is it real? I just got to ask that.
I don't know.
Okay. I'm not going there.
Not going to disclose the
okay.
trick or not.
I may know that then.
Well, maybe two answers.
Yeah. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Mississippi. Aaron, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Yes. Thank you.
Hey, Aaron, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Wiggins, Mississippi.
Okay.
Williams.
Well, listen.
That?
Wiggins.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins. Way down
okay.
South.
Like Mississippi. You know what I'm talking about? Mississa. You never seen Carol Burnett show with Tim Conway?
Yeah, sure.
Mississa Wigginsa.
Oh. Okay.
Huh? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
now?
I do now.
Yeah. Mississa Wiggins. And she like anyway, all right, Aaron, ask, answer, or both?
Answer.
Okay. Which question?
The question about the president's nickname.
Okay, here it is. Which U.S. president went by the nickname Dutch?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, way yeah. to go.
How did you get that nickname, Aaron? Do you know?
Just 1 minute. I have to give all the credit to my wife.
Okay.
So that's a smart man.
A smart man. Yes, dear.
When Ronald Reagan was born, his daddy gave it to him. He said he looked like a little fat Dutchman.
Is that right?
It stuck.
And so his nickname was Dutch. Like his family, parents, and everything called him Dutch.
From my understanding,
okay,
it's in the movie. They go over that in the Reagan movie. They talk about that.
I didn't know. He hailed from Illinois, right?
Yeah,
and went to school or grew up in Iowa a lot. And so I wondered, was he Dutch heritage? Is Reagan a Dutch name? I don't know, but anyway. All right, Aaron, that's all you didn't want to ask?
No, sir, I had no question.
Okay.
This was my first time to get through probably in 2 years, so I'm glad I finally got on.
Well, way to go, man. That's
bless
awesome.
Your heart. So you would naturally think, Aaron, that if you waited 2 years, you would have a question prepared.
You could have asked, guess how long I have waited to get on.
That would have been a good trivia question. That would
have been a good
right
one.
Anyway.
We're also wondering when they were ever going to call Nevada and Arizona for Trump.
Yes, that's true.
I think they're still counting in Maricopa County.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point, Aaron. That's a very funny and poignant point. All right. Thank you. That's Aaron calling from Mississippi of Mississippi.
That's right.
Wiggins.
You remember in that character that's on the Carol Burnett show, I forgot what his name was, the Tim Conway character, but he walked so slow. He just shuffled everywhere he went. Just drove her insane.
Well, she walked kind of funny, too, if you remember.
She walked kind of funny, and that drove him insane. And so, anyway.
And Tim Conway, I'm sure, was cracking up whoever else was in that skit.
Yeah.
Because he kept them laughing the whole.
Yeah. He always, in any skit, it said he always kept one secret. Even in the practice, he'd keep one of the things he was going to do and not tell them. And he'd do it, and that's usually when they would crack up laughing. Yep.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and Bert. And we go back to the phones, Bert.
Okay. Let's go to Texas. And it's John. John, thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hey, John. Have you called in?
I'd like to ask, answer okay. the B question.
Have you been on before with us?
Not in a long, long time.
Long, long time. Okay. Well, welcome back. Yeah, the question is, for John, is what do bees collect and use to create honey?
Pollen.
That is incorrect. Okay.
It is.
All right. Let me say, you know what? The answer for Tim is I don't know. I looked it up and came up with the answer that they gave, that the website spit out to me.
Okay.
So I don't know.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Okay. Yeah.
So, John.
If it's not pollen, I know.
I'll just say,
John, your answer was pollen, true? Oh, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. The answer I have is nectar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, which is correct? Are they the same?
I think, here's what I think, none of us are scientists here. Okay. I think the bees are going to collect nectar, but they get pollen on them so that when they go from flower to flower, they are cross-pollinating. I think they're not.
So there could be two answers to that question.
Well, they're not after the pollen. They're after the nectar to make the honey. The pollen gets on them. And then when they go from flower to flower, that's how the pollination happens.
That is a sermon right there.
It could be.
The way you just described that.
Yeah.
Huh?
Honeybee, of all of God's creations, far as what they do and how they operate is probably the greatest,
scientific deal.
Yes.
I would say them closely rivaled by like the bullfrog. You know what I'm saying? If you look at the total ecosystem.
Because
those bees that...
they get near a bullfrog, they're going down.
Those bees that do those little dances to let other bees know where the flowers are and who have all those kinds of things going on, you're saying second to that in intelligence is a big fat bullfrog who just sits there and waits for something to walk in front of it.
I wonder which begs the question, does a bullfrog ever, you said it ate anything?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder if it ever snaps up something and goes,
uh-oh.
You know, that was a mistake. Like a hornet?
I've seen them eat hornets. I've seen them eat scorpions. I've seen them eat other frogs. I've seen them eat mice.
Not very smart, are they? Animals.
I'm just saying, like somebody who can eat spicy food doesn't bother them.
Yeah,
those bullfrogs are just incredible.
So when you eat frog legs, there's no telling what you're getting, man.
I would just think the sting on the tongue of a hornet that the bullfrog gathers would be enough to deter you.
I'm going to destroy your weekend, Tim.
All right.
When you go home this weekend,
look up.
Go to YouTube and look up bullfrogs eating. And you will
see what you're talking about.
Yeah, and you will 2 hours later, you'll say, I wish I'd never listened to Ed.
Where can I get those 2 hours back, right? All right. Where were we? John. Anyway, John, your question for us. Go ahead.
I don't have one.
Okay, man.
Sorry.
Oh, no, it's all right, John.
That's all right.
You're still a good person, brother. We believe in you. Yeah.
Hey, the mystery question is still out there, guys.
That's right, man. Folks.
All right, so what do bees collect and use to make honey? The correct answer is nectar.
Nectar.
I got right? you.
Okay.
All right, thank you, John. God bless you,
all
brother.
All right, so the only question I have left is, why do hummingbirds hum? Why do hummingbirds hum? What do you got left, Ed?
I have, of the Great Lakes, what is the only one that is entirely within U.S. territory? And in 1951, Bobby Thompson hit Major League Baseball's shot heard round the world to win the pennant for his team. Which team was it, and who was the opposing team? Those are the only two questions
and
I have
the
left.
The question I have left is, what is the only planet that spins clockwise? What is the only planet that spins clockwise?
And why? There's always one in the group.
Always,
you know,
one. There's
right.
one.
Good. Everyone's
right.
going in the same direction. Except, right. hey, what's right. up well, with you?
You're right. Planet X.
Yes.
All right. You're listening to. By the way, if you want to listen to past Trivia Friday shows, we have a whole bunch of them in our podcast section on the website. So if you just go to afr.net. Click on podcast. You will see the Trivia Friday banner, and you can go there and listen to shows from you know, the last couple of years, I think. Probably.
Keep on getting education.
Yeah,
man,
yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, a lot of people told me that, not a lot of people, but some people told me they like to do that when they travel so that they can listen to
it kills time.
Yeah.
Okay, and, you know, driving can be a little bit boring.
Yeah.
But you listen to that, you have fun, you learn things,
yeah.
laughter, it's right. interesting.
It's better than watching bullfrogs.
Yes, you're a better person for it, right?
Yep.
All right, back to the phones, Ed.
Okay, Eric in Kansas. Eric, thank you for calling.
Hey, I made it on finally.
Yeah, thanks for waiting. Do you have a question?
Have you ever been on before, Eric?
I've never been on. I've been trying since, I think since you opened your radio station in Topeka, Kansas, K-Buzz.
Wow.
Like 20 years? 25 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah,
you've been trying to get on since then?
Let it go. Man.
Well, we haven't had Trivia Friday.
I haven't been trying the trivia to get on all that time. But I did want to say I'm a scholar from your night school. You rerun this at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I enjoy it between 1 and 2 in the morning.
Hey, well,
night school. Right,
tonight,
I like that.
Tonight you can hear yourself then, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, I'm going to take the one with Tim's question about the hummingbird.
All right, Eric, here's the question. Here's the question, Eric, for you to answer for all the listening audience to hear you say and answer the question correctly. The question is, why do hummingbirds hum, Eric?
Well, the biggest answer, best known answer, is because they don't know the words.
That's
the
right.
The answer is the wings bat so fast that they hum when they bat their wings. So.
Oh, case, wow. So we got the real answer.
In case people missed the punchline there. why do hummingbirds hum? Because they don't know the words. Bada-boom. Bada-boom. You think I need to give that one to JJ for his for some new material?
I think JJ's probably used that one many
before.
Times.
Yeah. Anyway, but the real reason is, that, like Eric says, though.
Yeah.
I did come up with a question for you. Can you name the notes on the scale and music?
Oh, I thought
they well, the first thing
notes,
I was going to say was how many are there? How many notes?
Yeah,
are
no.
In the scale?
Okay, so there's pick up milk and bread. I saw that
the
note
notes
this morning.
On the scale. no. I thought it was like referring to like 178 pounds or something like that.
On
that's
the scale,
scale. That's
yeah.
Scale
yeah.
I know of. Yeah. You're talking about what? So the question,
I am not musical at all.
That, oh, so you're talking
scale.
About what notes are on the musical scale?
Yeah,
well,
that's it.
The first answer: how many notes are there in a octave, which the word octave ought to give you the answer.
So octave. Eight.
Okay,
that's good. That's
everybody
good,
says eight, but if you name them, you have to use do twice, right? Do re mi fa sol la ti. That's
do.
Only seven.
Ah, do. Okay, so
how about
do a deer, a female deer, re a drop of golden sun.
Me a name I call myself.
Call myself. Yeah.
So far.
Julie Andrews version. Yeah.
There. Well, she did not hum it. She sang it. She knew the words.
She sang it. So octave is eight, and you guys.
But he's saying it's actually seven different notes, but you repeat do twice. Is that what you're saying,
Eric? Yeah. So how do they get eight at an octave? Unless an octave overruns the next octave. It just doesn't make sense.
Listen, if it wasn't for Julie Andrews, I wouldn't have known what little I know.
about the deer? The doe and the deer?
Yeah, all that.
The sun?
That's just from, was that the Sound of Music?
Sound of Music. Yes,
that's
it was.
The only reason I know Do Re Mi Fa Sol La Ti Do.
At what point in the movie are they singing that?
They're going up the steps. No, she's taking them on field trips, and she takes them on this. Okay. And I know there are a bunch of steps, and they go up and down.
That's when they.
I haven't seen that probably since I was a kid.
That was the day. That's the days of the musical.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. So Eric. What's the answer?
I don't know because you only have seven names for the eight. Notes. So that's the question. I thought maybe you guys knew everything. I mean,
this is going to bother me all weekend, Eric.
Yeah.
I will not be able to watch one video of a bullfrog eating anything until I find the answer to this.
They have only one note.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure you guys will find it out because heretofore you've never had a stump.
Eric.
That is a man who has been listening.
Heretofore. Yeah, I mean, you send Eric a hat for using heretofore.
Okay.
That was a genuine use of heretofore.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't forced.
Gets a hat.
Yeah. So Eric gets a hat.
So stay on line, Eric.
So we're going to put you on hold, Eric.
I get a hat. That's cool.
There you go. All right,
Thank
brother.
You,
have a
Take
great
care,
weekend.
My friend. That's Eric in Kansas.
He's been listening a long time trying to get on.
Yes, he has. Who's next, Bert?
Okay, it's Jimmy in Virginia. Jimmy, thank you for calling.
Jimmy, you there?
He got your radio on, Jimmy. Can you hear me?
Nope. Hello.
Yeah, Jimmy. Be sure and turn your radio
down. Yeah, turn your radio down. It'll be confusing otherwise.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you turn your radio down, Jimmy?
Okay, because I can't hear you on the phone.
Oh, you can't hear us on the phone.
Oh, wow.
Why not?
Yes, damn.
Yeah, you need to pay your phone.
I can't hear you over the phone.
Well, you need to pay your phone bill, Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Good night.
Jimmy, don't listen to him, Jimmy.
They cut you off, dude. You don't pay them.
I paid my phone bill.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, yeah. We're here, Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Jimmy.
I want to do both.
Okay. All right, which one you want to answer?
I like to do both. I want to answer the one about the planet.
Okay, my last question. Man, I've done good. What is the only planet that spins clockwise?
That would be Venus.
Woo, yes. Oh.
It's going to take you 2 minutes to hear that.
It's going to keep on ringing. It's not over with yet, Tim.
We're going to be waiting a while for the elation.
There, it's still going.
Here we go. Ready?
Okay. Jimmy, I'm not sure when you'll hear this, but you just won the you answered the mystery question. So we will you want a hat? All right.
This is weird.
This is okay.
Yes.
All right.
Stay online, Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. Do you have a question?
I'm a little behind you, but my question is to you is who?
Go ahead. Ask your question, Jimmy.
What was the first basketball player in the professional basketball to crash a backboard?
Darryl Dawkins.
Tim says Darryl Dawkins. I'm going with Tim.
I will as well.
Tim says Darryl Dawkins. I'm going with Tim. What do you say?
Chuck Connors. back before the NBA was the NBA.
Oh, Chuck Connors. I think I think we've heard
this
before.
It's not fair if you use a rifle.
All right. Okay. What happened? Did we lost Jimmy? Okay. Oh, that's terrible. We lost.
We have no idea.
Listen, Chuck Connors, I don't know. Was he in the NBA?
Or? He was. He played for the Celtics.
Okay. Well, I didn't know he broke a – I just remember in like 1980 or so, Daryl Dawkins was a center for the Philadelphia –
76ers.
76ers, and he broke – he was so powerful.
Chocolate Thunder.
He broke
That's it.
It.
I
shattered
a
backboard.
That.
You remember that?
I do. Yep.
So anyway –
All right, Jimmy, if you are still listening, I hope you are. We lost you. Your phone line dropped. If you will email us at comments@afa.net. Is it comments at AFA? Comments at
AFR.
AFR.net?
Yeah.
Comments at AFR.net. If you will email us at comments@AFR.net and address it to me, Ed, we will get in contact with you and get you a hat. So, all right, we
Back
got one call left.
Okay, Sloan in Texas. Sloan, thank you for calling.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Doing great. Now, we haven't got a lot of questions left, so you going to have to answer one of them? Are you going to try?
Well, no, I was calling about the octave thing.
Oh,
okay.
Tell us.
Okay, the octave, of course, octave is associated with the number 8, but the octave in music is if you start with the C, the octave is a C, so that makes the 8th note.
Oh, okay.
So if you start with, of course, there's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, that's 7 notes, but then you got to go to the A. From A to A is an octave, that makes the 8th note.
Let me tell you, when I grew up, A, B, C, D, E, F were letters. So I don't know what you guys do in Texas.
Well, in music, that's what we do.
Times have changed, Tim.
You're from.
Times
have
changed.
Maybe it's related to the metric system changeover. I don't know. We're going to borrow letters. Yeah.
So. Music is phonics, so you don't necessarily.
It's also universal.
Yeah, that has to be. Yeah.
It's like love.
Hey,
music is universal.
So, Sloan, we're almost out of time. Did you have a question for us? Or?
No, sir, I didn't. I just wanted to clear up the octave thing.
Well, thank you for that. This is Learning University after all, so thank you, Sloan.
And that means we won't have to do the research.
Yes,
man, that's
it's
right.
Even better.
That's right.
I would have gotten confused.
Yeah,
anyway,
I wouldn't even know what to ask.
All right, I had 2 questions remaining, guys, so we got to give the answers to our questions. Of the Great Lakes, what is the only one that is entirely within U.S. territory?
Michigan.
Lake Michigan. That's correct.
Because it's bordered by Michigan and Wisconsin, Illinois, and what? Indiana?
Yeah, it dips down right there at the northern part of Indiana, barely.
Maybe Pennsylvania, too. I don't know.
All right, Tim, the Bobby Thompson home run. What 2 teams?
Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Yankees?
Giants and the Yankees.
Giants.
Dodgers.
Giants.
Dodgers.
New York Giants.
Yeah.
And the Brooklyn Dodgers.
That's it.
I missed that. Sports
Anybody break. Else have any other questions?
All of
left?
Mine were answered.
Mine too.
Man, my questions, I had 6 questions answered today.
Yeah. Way
to
go.
You realize how much work I did?
You won. I didn't have that many.
I don't want questions answered.
All right. Thank you for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you back here on Monday.